Aren't you glad for the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
We're going to try to preach to you. Amen. If you'll be turning to the book of Luke, chapter number 24. And we're going to go to Acts 1 and chapter 2 also. That kind of, a little bit of lengthy reading here, but I felt like reading this. Amen. Luke chapter number 24, verse number 49. The Bible said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Acts chapter number 1. Amen. Very familiar scriptures here. I feel like reading these. Amen. I feel like, amen, I just need to kind of go through this here. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 4 said, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, Amen, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth." Yeah. Verse number 9 said, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, As he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, 'Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you, amen, into heaven shall so come in like manner. And as ye have seen him go into heaven.'" Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1 said, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all that house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Amen. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask God to help me? Lord, I praise you. God, I thank you for this group of believers that's here. God, I thank you, Lord, for how that you've moved in this service so far. God, I thank you for this revival. God, I ask you to bless the people. God, anoint us here tonight. God, I pray you'd anoint from the front to the back. God, from corner to corner, from side to side, from the top to the bottom. God, I pray that your Spirit would fill this place tonight, God. Lord, and stir our hearts. God, I ask it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I simply want to preach tonight on something the Lord gave me a little while back, on a recipe for revival. A recipe for revival. I thought a list, amen, of directions. A recipe is a thing for making something to eat or to drink, or a way to get something that you want and desire. Amen. Jesus here had left and gave us a recipe that I read to us, amen, for revival. I thought when I read this, amen, I realized here that there was some key ingredients that we had to follow in order to get the results that we need. I thought, number one, in order to have a revival, we must have the Father, amen, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to show up in our services. Amen. Number two, amen, they were gathered in an upper room together. Amen. Can I say, amen, if you want to move of God, amen, you're going to have to be there, amen, if you want something from God. I'm not going to preach too long tonight. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's sad nowadays, amen, how much that people miss the house of God. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's important, amen, to be in the house of God. Hebrews 10 and 25 said, not forsaking the assemblings of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is that day that's approaching? Amen. The coming of the Lord. I'm telling you, I believe that any time that the trumpet can sound, and so it's important for us to gather, amen, in his house. Amen. Number three ingredient, amen, you're going to have to tarry, amen, at Jerusalem, or tarry in the altar until you be endued with power, amen, up from on high. I thought years ago I heard a story about a man who sought the Holy Ghost. And I thought, I'm so thankful for these that came tonight that just got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Stick with me. I'm going somewhere. God to help me. Amen. But I thought, I'm so thankful, amen, for these. I don't know if you're all from Louisville or go to the same church. Amen. So you go to Brother Phillips Webb. Is that where you go? Praise God. Good man of God. I thought, amen, I've been there. I think it's called Calvary, am I right? Amen. But I was there, but I went, but it was Doug, Brother Doug was pastor, amen, and they were building at that time. Amen. It was the last time I've been there too long, I know. Amen. But I thought, amen, I'm thankful that these are here. Amen. Getting just got filled with the Holy Ghost and with the fire. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, tonight, amen, I felt a few of us have desire to have more. And I feel like telling you all, I felt this come to me just a few times. Amen. As you all was telling how God give you the Holy Ghost, I feel like telling you there's more than just that. Amen. I thank God, amen, that there he is too. And I felt like telling this church, amen, that there is 9 spiritual gifts. Amen. Yes, there he is. And God, if you, they're all operated by the same Holy Ghost. Amen. The same Spirit operates them all. But I'm telling you, there is more in this way than just getting the Holy Ghost and stopping there. It's a shame, brother, in the hour that we're living in. People get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they decided, amen, that's as far as they're going to go. And it's the same also that some stand and say, amen, I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. No, that's not a shame. That's a great thing. But what is a shame is that when is the last time they got refilled with the fire and with the power, amen, that comes from heaven. This ain't a one-time thing, but you ought to pray through every day until you receive the baptism again and again and again and again. I'm telling you, there's a deeper walking God. You just begin to scratch the surface of the things that God has in store for the church in this hour. You're going to have to tarry. They knew, they were determined, amen, to get it. I thought I heard a story years ago about a man who wanted the Holy Ghost so bad. Amen, listen to me. Amen, he wanted it so bad, he had tarried for it. He had tarried for it and tarried for it. and just seemed like he could never break through. And amen, he had a couple weeks left of vacation, and he went and he told his wife. He said, "Honey, I'm going up in that attic. I'm taking 2 weeks off, and I'm going up in that attic, and I'm not coming down until I get the Holy Ghost." Amen. And I thought, he said that he pulled them attic stairs down, and when he stepped up on the step, the first step, God filled him with the Holy Ghost. What are you trying to say? He was determined, brother. I said, and God saw it, and God rewarded him. I'm telling you what my desire is. It's not for just one of you to get it. Amen. And not just for one of us to get it tonight, but that all would be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. My friend, amen. Listen to me. They were determined. Number four ingredient. I'm going to get through this. If God will help me. Is fasting. Amen. You're going to have to fast and pray if we're ever going to have revival. Number five is prayer. It's been a long time since some of us prayed through to the power of the Holy Ghost. I thought, amen, I read this in 1 Samuel chapter number 21, and it stood out to me how, amen, it said, amen, hallelujah, help my mind here, Lord. Amen. But how, amen, that David, amen, is running from Saul in 1 Samuel 21, just a few chapters earlier. Amen. He's running, and he runs, amen, or just a few chapters earlier. Amen. He had slew a giant as the power of God had moved on him. Now, just a few chapters later, we see how that David is running, amen, from Saul, and he runs down there to a place called Nob. And when he gets to Nob, amen, he begins to inquire of the priest. Amen. His soul servant draws near, and when soul servant drew near, David got nervous, and he began to ask Saul. He began to ask Ahimelech the priest. Amen. He began to ask him. He said, "Is there not a spear or a sword in this house?" Because, amen, I thought David lied to that priest twice. Amen. When that priest asked him, I just tell you what, I kind of feel like I could see David as he's pacing back and forth across the floor. Amen. And that priest begins to ask David, "What are you doing? Why are you acting so weird?" Amen. David tells him, "The king's business required haste." Amen. And the second time, amen, that he asked him, as Saul's servant drew near, amen, he said, the king's, amen, service required haste. I didn't even have time to grab a spear or a sword. Is there one in this house? And I liked what David told, or what Ahimelech told David. He said, "Yes, there is a spear, or yes, there is a sword in this place." But he said, "It's the one that you slew Goliath with down in the valley of Elah." Amen. And I thought David, amen, began to tell him. He said, "Give it to me. I gotta have it." You see, amen, I don't feel like it was just a normal thing. Amen. I don't feel like it was just a common everyday thing. A Goliath sword was probably different than most normal swords that we think of. But I like what that priest told him. He said, "David, if you want it, you can have it, but you got to go get it. It's over there wrapped in a linen cloth behind the ephod." You see, David, amen, you see, Ahimelech, somebody had took that sword and preserved that sword and wrapped it up and took care of it and took it back there and placed it where it was. And I tell you, amen, over the people. Y'all right out there tonight, I thank God that there's been people, amen, that's preserved this whole time holding this way. Yes, there's been a lot that's tried to pollute it, tried to water it down, but I'm telling you, I still believe in the old time way. I still believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and power. I'm telling you, I've heard them sisters. Matter of fact, I'll just tell you this. A sister right here tonight made us some banana pudding. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, it tasted good. I liked it. I can tell, amen, over the years, there might have been a recipe that's handed down. I thought my wife makes a cake called an ooey gooey cake. I'll tell you, I found out why they call it ooey gooey, all right. Amen, because when it's right, ooey, it's good. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, not tonight, if my wife would leave something out of that, amen, you know what would happen when I took a bite. It wouldn't taste just right. It wouldn't sing just right. I'll tell you, amen, I've heard preachers preach, and I knew they didn't have it right. And I knew by the sound of their voice that was coming out, amen, that thing didn't just taste just right. Amen, but I'm telling you, I thank God that when the recipe has been preserved and it's been handed down from generation to generation, my friend, I want you to know, amen, that this baptism of the Holy Ghost, it wasn't just for me, but it's for our children and all them that are afar off. My friend, amen, God wants to pass the recipe down upon some of you, that you'll all be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and with power. Oh my. Thought years ago I hadn't been saved very long. Amen. I thought I had a vision one time. Amen. Of a great big pot. Amen. And I thought in that pot, amen, in that vision, amen, I got up there. There was a being I could never see. Amen. Upon the face of this being, I didn't even know how green I was. I just got saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I thought, amen, there was. Amen. Just green, didn't know much, didn't wasn't raised in this way, still don't know much. Amen. Other than what God's taught me. Amen. And I thought, amen, along this way, amen, I thought I could see a being I didn't even know was in the Bible that you couldn't, amen, look upon his face. Amen. Several places in the Bible. Amen. And I thought, amen, there he was. Amen. And he had a big wooden ladle. And he was stirring a pot. That was the biggest pot I ever seen. And Brother Tommy, in this vision, I had to outdo my best. I had to make my way up there to where that pot was. And I thought, finally, in this vision, I make my way up to where this pot was. And when I was standing under that pot, all of a sudden that pot dumped over and it poured out on me. And I thought, I began to dance in the spirit, about like some of you were doing here tonight. Amen. I began to dance in the spirit. And I thought, when I finally calmed down, Brother Tommy, amen, somehow I wound up all the way in the back of the church, in the back of that place. And I thought, amen, but I began to look, and that man was stirring that wooden ladle again in that pot. And I thought to myself, man, that felt so good, I think I'm going to go up there again. Amen. So, and I began to wonder, I said, I got to see what is inside that pot. And finally, somewhere in the middle of that vision, I made myself up there. I climbed up on top of the pot. And when I climbed up there, can I begin to tell you, I began to see the things that God had in store for my life. Amen. It wasn't just filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But God had a calling on my life. God had spiritual gifts. Amen. For my life. But this is what blew my mind, Brother Troy. Amen. When I looked over into that pot. Amen. This is what astonished me. Amen. I looked over into it. And it was just as full. Amen. As when he dumped it out on me. I feel like telling you, yes, we felt God in the night service. But brother, the heavens are still full. I said, amen. There is a window in heaven. There is a storehouse. And God is one to open up the window and to pour you out a blessing in this service that you cannot contain. But brother, I'm telling you, we're going to have to follow the recipe if we're ever going to see the results in this hour. I'm telling you today, God, amen, set the recipe in order. He set it up just like he wanted it to be. It's up to us to pray. It's up to us to fast. It's up to us to tarry in the altar. It's up to us to seek the face of God. My friend, if you want it in 2025, God still got it. I said God has still got the power.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Honey, start making your way. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach very long.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thought when I got this message, amen. Anybody like KFC in here? I got three of you. Anybody like KFC? Y'all all right? Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I thought, amen, you ever drove by KFC? Amen. Looked up there at that sign. Amen. And looked at that and just, I thought, man, hallelujah. I thought something stuck out to me one day. Amen. When I looked up there at that sign at KFC, I began to read that sign. How many knows what it said? It said this, the original recipe. Hallelujah. And I tell you, amen, there's been a lot of people try to conjure something up. Brother, there's been a lot of counterfeits in this hour that we're living in. And I tell you what I'm going to stick to. I'm going to stick to the old time way. I'm going to stick to the holiness way. I'm going to stick to the fire. Amen. The baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, God said we can have that. And brother, I'm telling you tonight, if you follow this recipe, you can have the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Stand with me all over the building if you're able to tonight. Hallelujah. You know what David done? Amen. That priest told him. Woo. I thank God you got it, buddy. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep it. Woo. And it'll keep you too. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what David done. Hallelujah. Amen. That priest began to tell him, he said, David, if you want it, you can have it. Amen. But go back there and get it. Amen. Where's it at? Amen. It's behind the ephod. Amen. What is the ephod? It's what the priest wore when it went behind the veil. It was a holy life. Amen. And I feel like telling you, if you stay separated, if you stay, amen, away from this world, amen, you can live a holy life. Amen. And you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No, you can't earn it. Amen. No, you can't. There's no price on it. But my friend, God, amen, has given it to you. And it's a devil's lying to somebody right now in this place. And I feel like telling you, it is for you. That's Bible. It's for you. It's for your children. Amen. But I'm telling you what you're going to have to do. Amen. You know what I love? Amen. Can I just tell you what I feel like David did? Amen. He told that priest, he said, give it thee. Give it thee. Amen. And can I tell you what I feel like? Amen. The Bible said these words. Amen. David said, there is none like it. Amen. None like it. I'm telling you, hallelujah, there's none like this right old time way. I said, amen, it'll do to die by. I said, it'll do to die by. Amen, God, amen, has a way. He's got a recipe for revival. But I feel like asking you tonight, do you want it? Do you really want it? Because if you do, David, it's here. I said it's here. All you gotta do is come and get it. Amen. I said it's here, David. Amen. As my wife begins to sing, I'm done preaching. Amen. I'm over this altar. Everybody that will come the other end. Let God help you tonight.
Prayed and prayed, and you don't know what to do. Well, God is in this house. He's ready to fill your cup. Don't sit there till you die. Oh, he will fill you up. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get you.
You have to do.
Forget about your neighbor and what he thinks of you. Don't sit there till you die. Press your will through. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the crowd. Do not call out. Oh, do what you have to do. Cross up through the crowd, do not fall out. pressed off in the crowd to the crowd out. What you have to do to break through? We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof of this house if we have to. Press off to the crowd to the crowd out. Do what you have to do to break through. You suck for the Holy Ghost and can't get through. Have you prayed and prayed and you don't know what to do? God is in this house, he's ready to fill your cup. Did you come here tonight to be blessed by the Lord and forget about your neighbor and what you think so mean?
Don't sit there tonight,
what you will do. We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear off this house if we have to. Press off through the crowd to the final bow. Do what you have to do to break through.
Thank you.
down the